From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Self-driving vehicles could soon be tested in Colorado under a bill that recently passed the state Senate. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, the measure would also make it illegal for local communities to ban the vehicles.
Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno of Commerce City is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan Senate Bill 213. He says it's not meant to be a comprehensive regulation for autonomous vehicles. Instead, it creates a framework for testing them. But most fellow Democrats oppose the bill. Some thought the measure hadn't been thoroughly vetted, while others, like Senator Andy Kerr of Lakewood, worry about the jobs that would be lost in various industries, such as trucking.
Not just sitting behind a wheel, but the other aspects of the job that it takes to actually transport goods across our country.
Meanwhile, Governor John Hickenlooper predicts it will be years before the country sees wide-scale use of autonomous vehicles. While he acknowledges that millions of jobs could be lost, he says it's a transportation revolution and says countless lives could also be saved. More than 90% of traffic accidents are the result of human error. The measure now heads to the House. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin in Denver.
Police say they are working to identify the person who overturned benches, broke windows, and threw a Bible into a mosque near Colorado State University. The vandalism at the Islamic Center of Fort Collins Sunday is being investigated as a bias-motivated crime. The vandalism prompted the center to cancel religious classes for children, but has also led to an outpouring of support. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.